Penguin Random House Canada presents Memoirs of Mischief Eagle Testicle, a true and exact accounting of the history of Turtle Island, Volume 2. Written by Kent Monkman and Giselle Gordon. With Mischief's stories read for you by Gail Maurice. Introduction and acknowledgements read by Kent Monkman and Giselle Gordon. End notes read for you by Giselle Gordon.
We wish to dedicate this book to all the grandmothers,
especially Kent's Chapin, Carolyn Everett,
and Giselle's grandmother, Marion Gordon,
who always listened to our stories
and encouraged us to create. Introduction. All stories start somewhere.
Our connection to Mischief began when she first appeared in Kent's painting, Artist and Model, in 2002. Since then, she has evolved and come into her own in the many works of performance art, installations, collaborative writing, and films we've made together. As she grew, she guided us, allowing us to tell her story, nudging us to learn more to tell it the best way we could. If we have not honored her as we should, we ask her forgiveness, for we would never want to let her down.
Mischief led us here the long way. What began as a friendship over changing oil and tinkering with our mid-70s Honda motorcycles with other artist friends in Toronto in 1990 turned into 30-plus years of partnership and collaboration.
Kent is Swampy Cree, a member of Fisher River First Nation in Manitoba. He grew up mostly in Winnipeg, close to his Cree father's extended family, including his great-grandmother, Carolyn Everett, and his grandmother, Elizabeth Monkman, a survivor of Brandon Residential School.
Giselle is a settler who moved to these lands as a child from the UK. After 3 decades of bouncing ideas off one another, our lives and families are now intertwined. This story begins with the paintings.
Kent's paintings of Mischief became our storyboards to flesh out her story. Some of the paintings confront difficult truths head-on. Some are sexy, many are tongue-in-cheek. They're all drawn from Kent's personal experience of Cree culture and worldview as a two-spirit Cree cisgender man. We've made over 12 projects translating the visual vocabulary and deeper context of Kent's paintings into films, performance, and installation projects.
This book is an extension of our longer collaboration, continuing the story in what is, for us, a new medium. We are grateful to many people for their assistance, but we'll save most of those thank yous until this tale is done. There are a few, however, that we need to thank up front.
Like many descendants of those who went to residential schools, Kent did not grow up as a Cree speaker. Before our tale begins, we'd like to honor and acknowledge the 4 brilliant minds who were generous enough to agree to be our main advisors on this book.
Their combined knowledge and insights on the wisdom, kindness, and playfulness embedded in Cree language and culture made this book possible. Dr. Keith Goulet, Nainau Cree from Cumberland House, who has been one of our most important teachers for the past 2 decades, we are deeply grateful to him and the Wichitawin he and 3 generations of his family have shown us. He grew up trapping, fishing, and hunting, and is a scholar of Cree oral history with a PhD in history on land dispossession and the Cree concept of land. The depth and breadth of his knowledge of Cree language and its connection to land and history is immense.
Floyd Favel, Nehio Cree journalist, playwright, essayist, theater theorist, and Cree cultural practitioner, curator of the Chief Poundmaker Museum and director of the Miyawata Culture Association from Poundmaker Cree Nation, is a longtime friend and collaborator whose unique artistic perspective and Matanamakiwin have been invaluable, hilarious, and inspirational to us both.
Dr. Belinda Daniels, award-winning Nehio educator from Sturgeon Lake First Nation, whose PhD dissertation is on Nehiyawewin, Cree language reclamation in her home community. Belinda is one of our Cree teachers. Her Nikwatisuin and her help with incorporating profound concepts in a respectful way was invaluable.
And our dear friend, fluent Cree and Mi'kmaq speaker, director, producer, screenwriter, and actor, Gail Maurice, from the village of Beauval. She helped us solve complex story problems with inspired solutions, encouraged us with her enthusiasm, and was often our muse. For like Mischief, she radiates Sagittawen with a generous dose of mischief.
Without their guidance, ideas, editing, consulting over dinners, campfires, teas, and many phone and Zoom calls, we would not have been able to tell Mischief's story as it needed to be told. Over the past 5 years, their advice, feedback, ideas, and encouragement transformed and guided this memoir. They connected us with other knowledge keepers and shared family connections to open, insightful, transformative conversations. Their commitment and passion to seeing us through this project was invaluable. Their opinions reflect a fragment of the diversity of thought from community to community and also within communities.
This is a story by two artists on a path of exploration and discovery.
If we have made mistakes with our Cree knowledge or the shared histories of these lands, they are ours alone. A note on the use of Cree. Cree is an oral language that is not standardized. It has multiple dialects. We use the Plains Cree Y dialect and mostly follow the most common Cree written spelling system of standard Roman orthography, SRO, which does not capitalize words. We made an exception in response to a request from our publisher to capitalize the Cree proper names of people in the book in order to help non-Cree speakers. In cases where we are quoting from Cree speakers, we also kept their dialects and spellings, which are not always Y dialect SRO. We are grateful to the expert help and generosity of Dorothy Thunder, Miriam McNabb, Solomon Ratt, and Bill Cook for helping us with translations and correcting our many mistakes in Cree. If errors remain, it is entirely our fault.
This audiobook features two versions of Mischief's stories. The first version, which will commence following this note, is Mischief's stories as written. The second version, which you can find after the outro credits, includes the end notes inserted in situ. Please jump ahead to track 21 if you would like to start there. I tried to stop what was to come. I slipped off my pink-soled, high-heeled moccasins and felt the cool prairie grass beneath my feet, slightly wet from night dew. Connecting to the plant beings, the network of roots, spores, and intelligence under the earth, I breathed deeply. I let their soft hum thrum through me and slowed my heartbeat. This earth, Aski, had been my home now since Kayas, longer than you can even imagine. I liked it here. I had come to this place to help my people, but there were some human matters in which we, Atayohkanak, should not interfere. I sometimes could not help myself because my love for my people, Nihiyawak, the Cree people, was at times more than my sense, as Nistis, my elder brother, would so often remind me. And he had a point, as he so often annoyingly does, but we shall get to that later. In the many generations since the Munyawak, the newcomers with their hairy faces arrived, there had been so much loss. Our peoples had been, and were still being displaced, and change was happening at a rate that was fast, even for me, who had lived so long and seen so much. The lives of my people were becoming more intertwined with those of the newcomers. The fur trade had changed our lands, devastated the Amisquak, the beaver nation. and created ever-shifting alliances.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?